T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is, in my opinion, he could be, he's the toughest player in the league to match up with, but we don't talk about him the way we talk about Luka, Giannis, Anthony Davis, LeBron, James. We don't ever say that about him. And it's frustrating for me because I picked the Sixers to get to the finals. And
how are you feeling about that pick right now?
They ain't got no chance. They ain't got no chance, Ernie. Because Philly, you give me Embiid and Simmons for the next 10 years, I'm like, but they're not – so I don't want to jump totally off, but I'm in the air.
That was Charles last night on TNT talking about Joel Embiid, and it's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's men's night. That's right, men's night. It's tomorrow night. And Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, get a great gift. Wait, I mean, the store is huge. It's amazing. It's a full bar. There'll be food, everything else. I'll be there about 7 o'clock, so stop out to Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. If you want more details, mark-jewelers.com. Twitter question is, do you want Joel Embiid to get back to having fun on the court, or do you want him to be more businesslike? Right now, 72% are saying, let Joel be Joel. And what's the hashtag that's already started?
LTPP. Let the process process.
Oh.
Who started it?
I think Jack did.
Nah, someone tweeted it.
Listen. Let's not diminish my brand by putting up nonsense. We don't support nonsense here, Jackie.
Rick actually started it. He said, it's a tricky question, but let Joe be Joe unless it results in distraction to the team, suspension, or injury. Otherwise, let the process process. Yeah, but see, here's the thing. It is affecting the team.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's the whole point of this.
The point. I mean, if you saw progress this year, here's the progress you've seen. He's acknowledging that he's being told he needs to stop the trash talking. It's less about the trash talking and more about the big picture.
Yeah.
Just grow up.
Yeah.
And with everything.
And for him, I think it's less about the trash talking and more about the fact somebody told him to do something he didn't want to do.
Right.
See, it's more about that. That's why he had to put it out there. He had to make that public.
Right.
And then the thing I didn't like is that you're almost using that as the reason as to why you're shooting 45% from field goal percentage, while you're only averaging 22 points. Now you're trying to tell me your game has been affected because you can't trash talk?
Not having fun, Ike.
Like, come on.
And Jack, come on, Jack will say he needs to be Joe on the court. Otherwise, you're getting this right here, which is an unhappy player.
Can you imagine
player.
If any other star in this town said that?
Carson.
Yeah, but
how about Carson?
It's basketball. Like, basketball is like it's that kind of enthusiasm. It's like you're allowed to express yourself in that way.
No, my point is that if someone said, I need to trash talk in order to be a better player.
Yeah, wide receiver or a corner would say that.
Yeah, or that's what I'm saying. If you allow somebody else to say that, like, you imagine, you know, like, come on, man. Like, and it's not even true. That's the thing that drives you crazy, that it's not even true. It's more or less, it's an excuse.
It is. It's an excuse.
It's an excuse.
He's been moping for a month. When did the suspension happen? We're going back at least three. It's been a month,
right?
It
the first week and a half of the season.
Okay, yeah, it's been at least,
Yeah, I'm with you. It's been about a month.
At least, right? He's been moping ever since. Because that's the whole conversation is, well, what's been going on, Joe? You know, like, you haven't seemed like yourself on the court. Play it. Yeah, Joe, you haven't seemed like yourself on the court. What's going on, man?
I have not been having fun like usually.
Not been having fun like usual.
Yeah, he called heat over that, and he called heat in the city over that. And at least publicly, Brett Brown or Elton Brand, they supported him publicly, at least from what happened on the court. I'm just talking about the stuff that happened on the court that night. But the other stuff went on. It added another game. The NBA admitted that the stuff that happened afterwards basically what was a contributing factor to how many games they suspended him. They only suspended him two games. That didn't necessarily bother him. What bothered him was that Brett Brown or Elton Brand or both told him to knock it off.
Right.
That's what bothered him.
If he's not like, if he's not a,
he told him to knock it off.
If he's not a spoiled brat superstar, you know what? You know what? You know what Nick Saban would have said to you. You know what I'm saying? Like in reality, these guys.
You think I would have had nerve to utter that to Nick Saban?
Like these guys are tiptoeing around Joel Embiid, trying right. to get through to him because they have no
power
over
it. Yes.
It's a players' league, right? But yep. Could you imagine if this was the real world where he's got to grow up. Right, he is spoiled. He's catered to. Every need he has, they make food for him. They send it home. I mean, he's got a really good life, right?
So
You know what you could do, Joel? And by the way, I know it's the anniversary. It was the five year anniversary of his younger brother dying in that car accident. So, like, listen.
What today?
Yeah, I just had seen it during the break. Today's the anniversary.
I didn't even know that.
So I hate to be tearing into him on that anniversary, but you know he has had some things in his life that have been troubling without a doubt, but that's not
right. That's not being insensitive to anything that's happened in his personal life, but to be fair, all athletes have things going on in their personal lives, right?
Yeah, I mean you're a former athlete, so it sounds better coming from you than
I'm just saying, like. And he didn't use it as an excuse. I know somebody's probably bringing it up in his defense.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, all athletes have stuff going on in their personal lives.
You're paid a lot of money for us to evaluate what you're doing. That's the reason why you're making
that
money.
This isn't personal.
All right, let's take a phone call. We'll give the Eagle injury report coming up right after this call. Let's go to Greyhound in Philly. Greyhound, how are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm just really sickening over the last caller saying get rid of Embiid. Ike, I need a little bit of Ike juice because of that last caller.
Give him a shot.
It's the first one of the day.
Now, first of all, let me give it to Barkley and Shaq. Yeah. Barkley, the reason why Embiid is not looked at as the rest of the premier players because Ben Simmons doesn't have a jump shot yet. The same reason why Shaquille O'Neal didn't want to draft Chris Webber because he was going to climb the middle and Shaq wouldn't have been Shaq. That's why they got Penny Hardaway. Now, until Ben Simmons, I love his game, but Embiid has to play that way in order for Ben Simmons to fit onto the team at all.
He wants to play that way. He doesn't have to. He can play any way he wants to.
He can, but he's going to get double team, triple team. He's going to get swung around and they're going to leave Ben Simmons wide open.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
Okay, so that's just that. Now let me move a little bit. Now Shaq, he did have a problem with the refs. He wasn't mature. He told the refs to mess up the game, and they said, Shaq, you're on national TV. And then he cursed.
Yeah, he said, I don't give a bleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and also, wasn't Shaq and Barkley, who was my favorite player, fighting on? They were also fighting on national TV as well.
Greyhound, it's not saying he needs to be some little perfect angel or something like that. My point is, here's the problem, Greyhound, is that he has allowed that to affect his game. That right there is a sign of immaturity.
Okay, I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you, but the whole thing is big men have to be dominant. And what do people sticking him on him? Passive. So once they start getting in the physical, all they got to do is swing on him and he's going to get attacked. And I never remember Kobe getting attacked when Chris Child punched him in the chin.
No, he swung back.
Yeah, but did Kobe get attacked?
No.
I mean, what I'm saying is, these guys, all they can do is try to fight Embiid. Now he came into the league when watching with trash talking, and I disagree with you.
Fight him though.
Yeah, nobody's trying
to. No one's going out there trying to fight him.
He's starting the stuff, Gray. He's the one who's doing this.
And Reggie, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna shift gears. Reggie Miller is one of those players that plays better when you talk trash to him. So.
But he is Greyhound. Joel Embiid is not.
It's not. Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah, that's the whole point.
There are guys that feed off of that type. Who's an NBA player right now that like? I think Russell Westbrook's probably a guy that needs to be on edge.
That can play angry.
He's on edge. Joel Embiid on edge is not Joel Embiid that you want.
Yeah, it's hard to find a player that plays angry nowadays. And hell, they're all buddies.
Right.
But I know the point that you're making.
But that's what makes Embiid so great, though, is when he's on that.
No, that's when he's at his worst.
No, he's not. That's when you see the best version of Joel Embiid, when he's making it, when he's taking it to a guy.
Mm-hmm. When he's clowning Andre Drummond. Or he's getting, because Andre Drummond
he ended
sucks.
Hassan Whiteside's career. Andre Drummond is nothing. Like, he's ended these guys' careers.
Right. He's picking on guys that he knows he can dominate.
Right.
And he's better
okay,
than.
Okay. Well, he's got to get better against Marc Gasol.
I got news for you, John. That's not impressive.
John Fritz.
Right, Jackie boy? That's not impressive talking trash to somebody you know can't necessarily defend themselves against you. That's actually called bullying.
He's a bit of a bully, but he's only going to get better at it if they're going to keep hampering this way. You're not going to get the best version of Joel Embiid.
No, but listen, part of me agrees with you. I'm not saying he needs to button up and don't say anything and don't show any emotion.
Well, I think there's a balance you can have.
Yes, that's all I'm really saying is that, yeah, you can do – why can't you talk your trash, do your thing, do your shimmy shakes, have fun, and then don't go overboard
with it. See, he doesn't see that yet. He's one of these guys where he's all in or he's all out. Like, if he's not being Joel and doing whatever the hell he wants,
right,
then he's not fully invested and fully in. To where he'll go night to night, where some nights, because you see it all the time, it's not always injury. Some nights he's just half-hearted in the games, right? I mean, he's so talented to where he can score 20-some points and get 10 rebounds just based on him going out there, more or less. But if you're not fully committed and fully in to what you're supposed to be and what you are, it'll never work. Mm-mm. And until he believes that, it's never going to work. And he doesn't believe that. His comments last night show you he doesn't believe that.
First of all, fun comes with winning. Fun comes with winning. And the Eagles are learning that right now. I guarantee you Lane Johnson won't make those comments about we're having fun over here instead of being in New England. So I guarantee you he won't make those comments again. Fun comes with you winning and having success. It's not the other way around. It's not we play, have fun, joke, and this and the other, and all of a sudden we're going to be successful. So even as an individual who he's trying to make it seem as if that's what he needs to motivate him and that's what he needs to be successful, no. No. Because you know what? Trash talkers who talk trash, who don't produce, you're just talking to yourself. Trash talking don't mean anything if you're not playing, if you're not dominating.
Right.
And you're not going to be trash talking if you're not dominating. So you need to take care of the business part first. And then you can enjoy the fruits of your labor, which in your mind is trash talking,
right,
having the fun. Then you can do that stuff. You can't do a windmill dunk and then do airplane things in Toronto and then come home and get smashed and don't show up for game four, the most important game in the series.
Yeah, that's Joe in a nutshell. Dominant and then sick and everything else. Overly emotional.
Yeah, you can't do that.
All right.
And that's why Shaq and him went off the way they did last night.
Yeah, he's driving them crazy, too.
Yeah.
He is. All right, practice report. Did not participate in practice today. Lane Johnson, no surprise.
Obvious, yeah.
Alshon Jeffrey, no surprise. Why are we not getting additional information on Alshon Jeffrey? If he's out for the season, he's out for the season.
Right.
So, but he did not practice. Derek Barnett, still not practicing with that ankle. That's not good. And Nelly did not participate in practice today as well. Jordan Howard, like this whole limited participation in practice for Jordan Howard, he hasn't played in a month. And he's been limited in practice the entire month, right? Like that, you should be able to put him a limited participant if he can't play.
What does Jordan Howard do at practice?
He stands at a side and...
I don't know what he's doing.
Is he getting mental reps? Is that a limited practice?
Limited practice.
He's not cleared for contact, but he's been limited in practice for 4 weeks.
Mental reps are important.
That means he's doing like individual drills.
Yeah.
When the running backs are warming up and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's it. He's not playing.
Yeah, he's not out there practicing.
Jalen Mills also was limited in practice, but he did practice, but limited.
What did he get, elbow?
Yeah, his elbow. He's going to play. Howard had said last night that he'll have a brace or something like that on.
That Rob Gronkowski brace.
Yeah.
Exactly what I want to see my DB wear.
Oh, yeah, man. That'll make him run even faster.
That's exactly what I want to see my starting DB wearing.
Derek Barnett with the ankle is the good thing is Josh Sweat can come in and contribute. You're not getting a total zero without Barnett being in there, so it's not that big of a drop.
Yeah, they won't need Barnett this weekend.
Hopefully
I'd rather have him back for that Cowboys game.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, the Redskins' offensive line isn't very good, and you got a rookie quarterback back there who's going to hold on to the ball. Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham need to show up.
So you think this is a defense kind of resetting the tone that we're a lot better than we showed in some games here?
This is one of those games where the defense They can get healthy defensively. They can get healthy. Take what they did in that second half last week. Haskins, not all the way there yet.
Yeah, he's flashed.
Yeah.
He showed some flashes.
And, hey, send some extra guys at him. Blitz him.
Nothing sports.
Confusing, yeah.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HC1 Philadelphia broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. All right, so coming up at 525.
And you know who loves playing the Redskins?
Who?
The Bronco.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah.
That's where he came out of the...
Oh, yeah.
He came out of the pile.
Oh, on the first game of Nelson in 2017, the deep ball there.
Yeah. Oh,
come on, John.
Second half of the first game.
Yeah.
Where I was going to say,
first game this year.
Yep.
Yeah. He hit Corey Clement in the corner. It looked like he was sacked for a touchdown. He loves playing the Redskins.
People don't talk about that play enough.
It's one of the best throws of his career.
I don't even remember it.
It was when he's about to get trapped in the pocket and he threw it to the corner of the end zone.
Oh, it's a perfect.
Made a crazy catch.
It's a great catch by Corey, who never caught balls in Wisconsin.
No.
He made that catch in the end zone in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him since.
Which was incredible. All right, so coming up at 525, not only today, but then through the rest of the week, so Thursday and Friday as well, we have a great prize. It's two tickets to the game against the Cowboys, ironically. Huge game coming up here in less than 2 weeks. But you also get to be the honorary captain along with Marks and Reese, along with us. So, here's what you get. Two tickets to the game, two pre-game sideline passes, and then one Philadelphia Eagles jersey of your choosing, whatever you want, courtesy of the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop at Lincoln Financial Field. So what we do is we had a qualifier yesterday. We'll have one today at 525, tomorrow at 525, and then again Friday at 525. And then of the qualifiers, we'll pick a winner at the end of the show on Friday. So here's all that you do. We have an Eagle in an envelope right now, Ike. We were all kind of unanimous on who it was. And we're even giving you a hint. It's a 90s player. So the Eagle in the envelope is a 90s player. So what you'll do is we'll clear the lines at about 520. And we'll cue you to call in. So you call in, we line everybody up, and you'll ask a yes or a no question. So yesterday, who do we have yesterday? We had Wes Hopkins yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So people called in and said, you know, was he a safety? Yes, he was a safety. And then you give a guess. So you do a yes or no question, and then you give a guess on the player. The person that gets the correct player will qualify. First, you win a Jason Kelce designed T-shirt. A glow-in-the-dark one, and then you qualify. You have a 1-in-4 chance to win. You're the honorary captain for the Eagles-Cowboys game. Sideline passes, tickets, and all that good stuff.
And we've already ruled out Baldy.
It is not Baldy, correct.
And we should probably rule out Ike.
Ike played in the 90s, too. It is not Ike.
Mm-hmm.
So you scratch them off the list. All right, Kabish makes sense. So we played at 525. We clear the lines right around 520. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have Joe on a cell phone. Joe, how are you?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the trash talking in Taunton.
Yeah.
The best example I can give was Scott Lawton last Saturday against the Ottawa Senators. Dude goes down and scores. Ottawa scores on the tie of game. Lawton goes out there, scores the winning goal, and then goes to the Ottawa bench, running, you know, talking the trash to the line. And the Ottawa Senators had nothing back. All they could do was fight him. And they take out towards the end of the game, their best player goes out of Scott out of the game because of Scott Lawton, and then they had nothing after that.
That's your best comparison?
Well, no. I'm just saying that, like, if you have to watch a player that, like, to trash talk during the game, I'm saying the way Scott Lawton did it was the best I could think of in recent, because Ike said, you know, guys don't really trash talk anymore. And that's the one who Scott Lawton in recent time is the one I would say was a good example.
Mm. Thanks, Joe. Jack was talking about that exact thing earlier with Scott Lawton.
It's the only example I could think of was Scott Lawton talking trash on Saturday.
I mean, do we like trash talk?
I'm okay with trash talk.
I like it.
See, I was a trash talker.
Yeah, you like to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I like guys to talk, but there becomes a, like for instance, with the Andre Drummond stuff or the Whiteside stuff,
mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid is our player. He's Philadelphia's player, right? And mm-hmm. I cringed when he was doing it. I cringed. I mean, I'm watching it being like, man, like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? This looks bad. You know what I mean? It's like, it's one thing to be a villain, right? It's one thing to be a villain team and a villain player that enjoys the heel. He doesn't want to be the heel. He wants to be loved and be a superstar.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know how to do it. And he thinks that whole thing is great for
him. The thing that irritates me is that you're sitting up here pouting about it. That's the thing with me. Like, to bring it to the podium and, you know, I can't be myself and woe is me. Like, dude, I don't care to hear that nonsense. I don't care to hear that. I don't. You're a team that has championship aspirations. They're not going to win a championship unless you lead them to the championship. It's not going to happen. Toughen up. You know, stop it with the moaning and the groaning and moping and this and that and the other. Like seriously, trash talking, you can't trash talk, so now you can't be a leader. Like, you got bad body language because you're moping and you're not having fun? Really? Because you can't trash talk? And then to say that, it's one thing to be that way behind scenes. And, you know, you may say that to Brett in a player-coach meeting, or you may say, you know what I mean? But to come out public with that, like, you didn't even think that, how that was going to sound. You know, you're looking for sympathy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you wanted. You wanted everybody to turn and say, oh, you got to let Joel be Joel.
Right, like Jack. Yeah.
You got to let him be himself. Come on, man.
Yeah, because he couldn't.
Come on, man.
He couldn't possibly be a great player without being an idiot.
Here's the difference. And I know there's people out there who probably feel the same way you are. Mm. The difference is you'll never hear Carson say some nonsense like that. Now, I can be out here protecting him and saying whatever,
but
that's not the actual player saying it himself. This is the actual player saying, let me talk trash because it'll help me play better.
Let me compare, right?
Yeah.
So imagine, by the way, and we had a caller earlier that said, Marks, you were one of the guys that said you need Carson in the pocket more and not running. Yes, I was, and you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong, right? Like, Carson has shown... He hasn't shown that you can't trust him outside of the pocket being reckless, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's shown you every week that he hasn't been reckless once. I mean, he really hasn't. More or less for 2 years, he hasn't taken an unnecessary hit. So he's learned, right? Do you imagine Carson coming out? And by the way, it's pretty clear that the coaching with him of staying in the pocket has hurt his game and hurt this offense, right?
And he still never complains about it.
Could you imagine Carson coming out after a bad game where he sucks and everybody's getting on him and he says, well, you know what? Like, yeah, I haven't really been able to be myself this year because, you know, I play differently.
I'm doing things that I'm not really comfortable with doing.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how that would be received?
Like, dude.
You know what he does? He takes it on the chin.
Yes.
He does. Carson takes it on the chin. You want to criticize him and say you don't like him or whatever, he takes it on the chin.
Every week.
He does. And you know what Joe does? Joe doesn't say anything for a couple weeks, and then you're like, oh, my God, he's been mad for a month about this.
Right.
That's what's going on.
Right. Like, come on, dude.
Let's hear him one more time before we get back to it. Here's Joel Embiid last night after the game. Poor Joe. I feel so bad for him.
I have not been having fun like usually, like I said, just mainly because I'm still trying to figure it out to make it work and all that stuff. And it goes back to being mature. And one of the biggest part of my game is just having fun. And by having fun is talking trash. But that part that's kind of being cut. So I just need to be myself.
There is. He just doesn't get it. You can talk trash. That's not when they were telling you to stop what you're doing. They weren't just talking about you talking trash. They're talking about you being crazy.
Well, here's the thing. And listen, if you don't know how to control your trash talking, don't talk trash.
Right.
In other words, you can't be getting technicals. You can't get involved in a back and forth, even if your intention is to only get under your opponent's skin. Well, when your opponent reacts, you're going to be caught in a vulnerable position of, do you just stand there and take it, or are you in the exchange as well? And when they throw you guys out, they're throwing both of you out.
Right.
They're throwing both of you out of the game.
Yeah, that's not normally going to be a good trade for the Sixers, losing your best player and losing whoever.
Yeah, you getting Andre Drummond thrown out of the game and Andre taking a swing at you and you swinging back, both of you guys are gone.
Yeah, and you get suspended now.
Yeah, like, so that doesn't matter. And what they want are pretty much saying is, yeah, there's a line. Don't go over the line. That's all they're probably saying to him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you guys say when he destroys Anthony Davis?
What do you mean?
He owns Anthony Davis.
You know what he doesn't do?
What?
He ain't going to talk trash to Anthony Davis.
Respects Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I know he does.
He owns Cat as well?
This isn't about how good he is. And first of all, I'm watching Anthony Davis this year. Embiid don't look anything like Anthony Davis.
Not this matchup.
Not even in the same ballpark.
No, Anthony Davis has been one of the best players
in the
league.
He could be the MVP of the league if it's not for Giannis or Luka.
Yeah.
Embiid is averaging 22 points right now.
Yep. Yeah.
Let me give you the players that are in front of
him. But when they match up together, Embiid traditionally has owned Anthony Davis in the past.
Well, fine. On a bad team that wasn't winning, yeah. Jack.
Ask yourself, who would you take?
It's close.
Anthony Davis.
It ain't close.
Steven, it is close.
Steven in Mount Airy. Steven, how are you?
It's not close.
I'm doing good. How are you?
All right.
Who would you take, Steven? Embiid or Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis.
Yes.
He's a grown man.
Yeah.
Well, I think Ike should probably mentor Joel Embiid.
I think that's a great idea. How do we make
that
happen?
Reach out to him. Say, listen, this is how a grown man is supposed to act. Pull up your pants, and this is what you're supposed to do. Be a grown man. All right, you got
to
teach him.
Here's the thing. I appreciate the faith in me, but they don't need me to talk to Embiid. Elton Brand's
there for that.
That's a great role model.
World Be Free is there for that reason.
World Be Free.
Now, guys that have been there, done that, been in his situation, that's...
Yeah, he got people there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
he ain't listening to Elton Brand. He ain't listening to Ike Reese.
Yeah, Elton's a great role model to listen to.
Yeah, he's probably the best.
I think Elton played with him, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yep.
The last time he was back. Yeah, no, if you remember, they brought him in to be the veteran presence.
Right.
But are you open to mentoring Joel Embiid?
Now, of course I am.
Is it like he's filing a 1099? He's an independent contractor.
I'm
going to
file a 1099. Yeah, I'm going to get something out of this.
Yeah, or is he a Sixers, become a Sixers employee?
You can't be worth what is Big Joe worth? 200?
You get
$200 million.
You get a raise if you're a consultant for Joel Embiid.
Man, give me something over there.
Frank, how about that story?
Frank and Sharon Hill says we need to relax on Joel Embiid. What's up, Frank? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Frankie.
What's up, Frank?
You guys, I think you're falling for it. I think this was a whole rehearsed thing behind the scenes by Chuck and Shaq, and they came up and they made all this noise. What is the whole idea? The Sixers are 11-0 at home, and we're not talking about that today.
13-0,
right?
Actually.
Yeah, 13-0. I'm sorry. They're 13-0 at home. They just won back-to-back games against two of the top defensive teams in the NBA. Whether Joel Embiid is giving you 22 points in the regular season doesn't really matter. Giannis has been kicked out of the playoffs in the last 2 years, being MVP-type level player. They brought up Giannis. They brought up the beard. What's the guy name?
James Harden.
Somebody else. I forgot the third person they brought up. And Chuck said he doesn't see Embiid as that level player. Those two players have been getting kicked out of the playoffs early for no reason. They've been playing MVP type
basketball. It wasn't early last year, first of all, for Giannis.
The only team that kicked out Houston is the team that wound up going to the NBA championship. And that's the same thing that can be said for Milwaukee last year.
And I know in the conference finals.
For Houston, though, right?
Yeah.
Frank, how about this, right? If Embiid isn't erratic and plays better in that series against Toronto, maybe the Sixers are in the conference finals against Giannis. You know what I mean? Like, you can directly attribute both him and Ben Simmons their performance. I mean, they're right there. It's there for the taking. But you know what? Joel Embiid isn't mature enough to be able to handle it.
That's the honest truth. And what I see, the honest truth is I see more of a coaching thing with the Sixers more than the players. I really do. I see more of a coaching issue with the Sixers. Spacing is the number one thing. Greg Anthony on the telecast last night was talking about. Spacing is the number one thing with the Sixers. When the fourth quarter and everything is jam-packed, and you see turnovers and all of that, it's because of spacing. There's so much more going on than Joel Embiid melodrama. I think he'll get over that. But let's talk about the Sixers, 13-0 at home. Okay. We're 18-7 in the East. We're good.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
No, yeah, but it's also December, Frank.
Yep.
it's also December. We wouldn't even be talking about Joel Embiid right now if he doesn't make the comments he makes last night.
Correct. Got it doing window, 40% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 12 months interest-free. Call him. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We didn't make him say that last
night. No, we didn't. We react to the news, and that was newsworthy for the Sixers. You got to understand, during football season, the other sports, they only exist when they become newsworthy.
Right. And a regular season game isn't newsworthy.
Isn't newsworthy. I mean, if Joel Embiid scored 80 points last night, then we'd be talking about it today. Right. So,
or when he says something just like that, we talk about it.
We talk about it.
Would you be surprised if the Sixers won? I mean, you predicted almost 60 wins.
I got them in 58.
No one's going to be surprised when they win that many games, right? Is anybody going to be surprised if they lose in the second round or the conference finals?
Not in the conference finals. I would be surprised if they lost in the second round. Would that be?
They could lose to Boston. They could lose to Toronto.
They better not lose to those teams.
They could. Here's one thing
If they do, this might be the last year for Brett.
No, you're right. It might be.
Because you know the players aren't going anywhere.
Listen, man, Boston 17-5.
Oh, no, I feel you. Believe me, I hear you. All I'm saying is I'm not going to worry about those teams right now. I know where they are. I'm saying by the time I roll around to the spring, the Sixers need to be clicking on all cylinders because you know what? At that point, all eyes in the city will be on the Sixers.
That's it.
All eyes in the city will be on the Sixers. So, you know, they better at least be a top two seed and then in the conference finals.
I don't know. I don't feel great about that.
I'm more worried about Miami.
Yeah, I see
Jimmy Butler down there doing his thing.
I don't even know where that comes from. I couldn't be that more shocked at that happening.
I am rarely ready to openly admit being wrong about something. And I'm not going all the way in, but it's a possibility that we kept the wrong damn guy.
Tobias? Yeah.
Over Jimmy. Well, because that's who it was between.
Yeah.
No, Tobias and Jimmy.
The worst contract of the offseason.
Well, not.
Without a doubt.
I wouldn't say that. He's averaging 20 points. My only point is that, I mean, he is.
No, I know he is.
He's averaging the second leading scorer on the team. My point is that Jimmy doing his own thing on his own team is different than Jimmy being here with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. That's different.
Yeah, that probably wasn't. Well, it wasn't going to work with Ben being here.
That's what I'm saying. But I said I wasn't ready to admit it, but at least I'm thinking I'd see Jimmy hitting game-winning shots and big buckets.
He's been good. Jabbo and Horsham. Jabbo!
Yo!
What's up, homeboy?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jabbo?
Hey, listen. How about this scenario? Hear me out now. Mm-hmm. Johnny Marks, this is especially for you because I know Ike's going to agree with me.
Yeah.
Eagles beat Washington. Now, that can happen, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Rams beat Dallas. That could happen, right?
Yes, yep. Absolutely.
We beat Dallas next Sunday. We clinch the division, and we can rest our starters in game in week 17. Huh? What do you got?
Wow. What do I got? I'm not even sure they're going to beat the Redskins. You're talking about resting starters? No.
Come on now, Johnny.
I can do it, Jabbo. I don't think I
– Come on, Ike.
No, I don't – Here's why. But I see where you're coming from. Here's why. Who the hell are we resting besides the starting quarterback?
Well –
You already got the reserves.
You got the reserves playing right now. Who are we resting?
Got all of them. You can rest the whole defense. You can rest Carson Wentz. You can rest Ertz. Come on now.
Nah, Jabbo.
We can beat Dallas. What do you mean, Dallas?
No, you're talking about resting players in Week 17. That's what I'm not.
Right.
Why would
you play them if the game means nothing?
Because the game means something. It's another game of experience you can have before you.
It does. You mean
Jabbo, relax, brother. Relax. We're speaking of hypotheticals.
I mean,
if they win and it plays out the way you think it's going to play out, then we can actually discuss it. But let me give you my reasoning behind why I'm on the fence about it. It's not just about Carson. Yeah, I want to put him in bubble wrap, too, until you get to that game. You know what else I want to do? Win the freaking playoff game. So if that means at least another half of reps with Carson again with these guys, and you take them out in the second half,
right?
Instead of having them, Greg Ward earned a week off in playoff time. Who are you sitting?
Well, I mean, a BG, a Fletch.
Well, JP will play a half.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you want to sit guys, I wouldn't sit guys for a whole game. Guys that may be injured, you can. But, listen, I'm all about the keeping a little momentum going and rhythm. You imagine you win three in a row, you sit the last game there. Now, all of a sudden, you get out there in the playoff game and everybody's out of sync.
Well, I mean, listen.
Because you done took a bye week off when it wasn't a bye week.
We went full circle. We went from me to thinking the Eagles won't even win against the Redskins. The Jabba, who's already resting starters.
Starters of the 8-7 football team.
Right.
But,
I don't know if I can do that.
That'd be a first in NFL history.
Yeah.
It would be. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. But, like, he's obviously very confident.
Oh, they thought it because it's part of the scenario.
In what the Eagles
I mean, it could be real.
Hey, it very well could be. I hope to be able to break down whether or not they should rest starters or not, Ikey.
Well, think about it. All the only thing that needs to happen is the Cowboys lose to the Rams and us.
Yeah, if the Eagles
and we beat the Redskins and we got to beat the Cowboys, then yeah, you may be resting guys. That's going to be a decision for Doug.
All right, so right now, Jack, let's clear the lines. Clear the lines right now, everybody, and start dialing 888-729-9494 because we play coming up next for your chance to be an Eagles honorary captain against the Cowboys. We play Eagle in an Envelope on Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Hey, listen, holidays are here. And listen, you don't even need a holiday, but if you're looking for an awesome gift, how about a new car from Get a Car? That's right, getacar.com. Get it with two T's. Here's what you do. Go to the website. GETTACAR.com. And you shop one of the largest selections at the lowest price. Choose the car that you want and Get a Car delivers the car to your door. Your test drive's in your own neighborhood. If you don't like it, say bye-bye, Get a Car. See ya. I don't want it. If you do like it, you still have a full 7 days to drive it. If you don't like it, return it for a full refund. Get it with two T's. GetACar.com. Buy a car from Get a Car and get free gas for a month. Just enter promo code WIP. GetACar.com. It's the new way of buying a car. Don't go to the dealership on a Saturday afternoon. They have the popcorn, the bad hot dogs, and the stale coffee. Shop from your home, shop from your phone, and bring the car, get the car brought to you. GetACar.com. GETTACAR.com. Get a car.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.